episode's going to be great. We're going to have a lot of fun. Anyways, let's intro the podcast. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the 9th episode of Infinite Development, an actual play podcast where we playtest homebrew tabletop role-playing games, tell engaging long-form stories about interesting characters, and have fun. I'm Amy Weston, your host and master of ceremonies. I use she, her pronouns, and you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at DeepSpaceAmy. And to my right...
What's up, gamers? I'm Ems. I use she, her pronouns. And you can find me at BlauEmily on Twitter. And on my right is...
Oh, what's up, gamers? I'm Rosovia. I use they, them pronouns. My website is rosovia.com and my Twitter is rosovia. And to my right...
Oh, you're not going to cut in on it? Okay. All right. That's cool, too. Hi,
Scrubbings.
God damn it. This is Scrubbing, yes. I use he, him pronouns, and to my right is...
Hey, I'm Dre. You can find me on Twitter at swandre3000, and I use he, him pronouns.
And I'm Jeff.
Moiti.
I'm Jeff. I use he and they pronouns, and you can find me on Twitter at thatmoiti.
We will be playing Waypoint, which is a space opera hack of D. Vincent Baker's Apocalypse World. My agendas are to make the galaxy feel vast and mysterious, fill the player characters' lives with excitement, and play to find out what happens. And speaking of what happens, where did we leave off? So you had just seen the Duchess. You had a conversation
she
with...
She hired us as privateers, kind of.
Yeah, she gave me a mech suit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kite's still a little grumpy.
A little. Just a little.
Are you still affected?
Do
you still
have your I have to,
it doesn't go away.
I have to just like deck somebody. Like preferably it's like potentially a teammate to lose this angry condition.
Yep.
Boy,
so I'm gonna go mosh
for you.
I'm gonna go mosh at this concert and maybe get arrested. It'll be great.
Oh boy.
Except not at all.
Also, the Duchess was super mad.
No, she was just, like, in pain.
Yeah, she wasn't really mad. She was, also, like, as she tends to be, she was, like, vague and socially awkward and, like, gave y'all a deal that wasn't really a deal and, like, it's all very on-brand.
Yeah, but Horse got a mech out of it, so, like, wasn't it a deal?
No, because her first deal was, like, hey, will you go break the law for me, but then I won't charge you for breaking the law. Like, that was the deal.
Exactly.
And we were all like, hold on. Oh, yeah. She said Horace is a prophet, as Jeff points out.
That's
weird. I don't know what that means.
I mean, to be fair.
I'm excited to find out to whom.
Yeah, me too. Mm-hmm. I mean, to be fair, like, I would break the law for free. And so... Like,
yeah, I mean, basically, honestly, let's be realistic here. The Duchess asked us to do something that we're probably going to do anyways.
Well, yeah, but that's not how negotiation
and not
works.
Get in trouble.
I mean, we were going to get in trouble if we did it right.
True.
Yeah, but at least that's some job security there, you know?
So are you all having this conversation as you descend in the elevator from the...
Totally.
I don't think so, because why would we be having a meta discussion about, like... It just seems a little meta, but fair. We can have
no,
this conversation.
No, but I mean, like, some flavor of this conversation. I don't know if you want to... Do you want to give me that scene? As the elevator screams down this spire.
Why is the elevator screaming? I don't want to be on this elevator anymore.
They really need to get a new elevator.
Well, I mean, like, so the thing is that the elevator ride up was, like, very smooth and quiet, and, like, there is, like, a hum and a rattle as it goes down. Since, like, Duchess Vera had whatever that thing she had was and like, shook the tower a couple times.
Oh, man, Duchess Vera ruined her own elevator? Brutal.
I mean, at least it's not a Mass Effect elevator. We're not going to be here for, like, an hour loading. So...
Damn, sick burns.
Oh, that's a funny premise for an episode, but okay.
Oh, God.
The ultimate bottle episode.
All right, let's go to a concert.
All right.
I forgot we were going to the concert.
Why are we going to the concert again? I don't actually remember why.
It's because a celebration.
Horace was invited.
Yeah, oh. Horace got invited.
Yeah, I hate that guy.
Found the Earth, bro.
And if I remember correctly, the Duchess told you to see Captain Asa Taylor about the mech.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, boy.
So you get to the bottom of the elevator. Alice, the handler is down there waiting for you. And she like bobs a quick curtsy to you, and says, "How is Her Majesty?"
"Lovely as always."
I imagine that, like,
wait a minute. Wait. Scrubbing.
Mm-hmm.
Lucius can't tell a lie.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
She wasn't just because she is angry does not mean she's not lovely. is not the stormy sea a lovely sight?
Okay, very well.
Good. Thank you, Scribbing.
Anyway, so you say lovely as always. Alice says, "Isn't she though?"
"She's not feeling well. She didn't appear sick."
I felt the echo. If you are all finished with her, I'm going to go to her now. Isaac will show you the way out.
Was Isaac the kid from before?
Yeah, Isaac Green, the kid with the mech with the exosuit. And he and you like look towards the doors and he's like waiting there at attention.
When he waves.
He smiles and like marches over to you. "If everything is in order, I can show you out.
Please lead the way."
Isaac starts walking you out and is very interested in talking to Winnie. "So are you enjoying your time in Glass City? I know it's a little different than Osiris 4, but you know, I think it's a good place."
"It has been a time here. It is pretty. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be. So, Prophet, why'd you come over here?"
"Well, I'm not a prophet anymore."
"Okay, but you can't really unbecome one." Awkward, like, arm.
"Well, you
elbowing.
You kind of can, actually."
"Okay. Sure. That's cool. Who were you before then? Or now? I'm sorry. I don't need to bring up the past before you ran and whatever."
"No, it's fine. My axiom was Sikora."
"Oh, cool."
And I Winnie would probably know Sikora is the like the hedonism and abandon axiom.
Oh, hell yeah.
Like the dance yes. Party, like the axiom often appears as like an attractive party goer who speaks in tongues. So but Isaac says, "Sikora, but you know, that was in the past. I'm a different person now."
"So less parties, more being personal guarding. I got you."
"Yeah. Sometimes I miss it, but honestly, Glass City is pretty nice and there's a lot of fun things to do here. I serve the Duchess now."
"Yeah? And how is that? Is it weird? Like being here? I mean, how did you how much of the rumors and stuff are true about here? Like, now that I'm here, I sort of want to know what I've gotten in." "No, I mean, that's fine. I'm sorry. I don't need to.
He looks at you and raises an eyebrow. "The rumors, huh? What the?
You know, I don't know. They say that they, like, you know, that they, like, you know, pry on your worst fears and greed and get you to abandon your station and your life and your job to come basically be, here and then used again, but, like, worse.
Yeah, but, I mean, I might live past 25 here. It might be worth it.
Debatable.
I'm just shrugging in the background as, like, the designated, like, late 30s year old.
I'm wondering like how interested Horace is in this conversation.
Oh, not at all.
He leaning in background, not paying attention.
He should be, yep. Right?
Right,
but he's
right.
Not at all.
Yeah, like 5-10 minutes ago, he got told he was a prophet. Like,
nah, this is boring, and these are awkward teens. So, like, it's triply boring, and you don't have, like, fun sitcom editing and music to, like, keep you engaged.
Yeah,
get on that, future Amy.
Oh yeah, Horace is such a fuck.
So sorry. Is Horace a teen? I thought Horace was...
Horace is 19, I thought.
He's 19.
Horace is 19, but mentally also, like, fucking 14.
Have you met a 19-year-old?
Have you seen a 19-year-old interact with, like, 16-year-olds? They think they're way too cool for school.
That's fair.
This is really I also used to live with 19-year-olds.
I'm sorry, I forgot.
When I worked in colleges, so, like... This is not very far removed from actual 19-year-olds.
Yep. No, it's good. Yeah, all right. So anyways, so Horace isn't really paying attention though. What are the rest of you doing? Like, as Isaac walks you all out.
Is Isaac still in his mech suit?
No.
Ah, damn. Okay.
That kills it. All the potential is gone.
I was gonna, like, jump
gone.
On his back, but...
You can still do that.
Yeah, but it's not as fun.
No, it's less cool. Plus, he, like, might drop you.
Actually, I bet Horace is randomly, like, rambling to Lucius about what he thinks is going to be on the set list.
Okay.
And Lucius is ignoring every word, but is still nodding.
Okay.
So I guess we're walking beside one another. Internally, Lucius is just like, Horace almost got me killed today.
This is a perfect opportunity for Lucius to try to get Horace to listen to Christian rock. I'm just telling you.
Oh my god!
3 days grace. Is it time for 3 days grace?
is it time for some skillet?
Some Creed.
Space skillet.
Creed.
Oh. Horace.
Creed.
What do you know about
it's
ZZ
time
talk?
For some Creed.
No. POD. It's a
yes.
It's spod now instead of pod.
What about Kite and Booster?
Kite's kind of just like. Grumbling a little bit to themselves and just being broody and angsty. Mostly just like, wow, like still trying to figure out all this Witchhead Syndicate stuff. Now that this whole thing about us getting to the Duchess and figuring all that out, it's over. Like, okay, back to Witchhead Syndicate. Who was that? What are they doing? Why do they have the technology? What the fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Essentially.
Yeah. Yep. Yep. And Booster?
Booster is probably doing the equivalent of, like, checking ESPN style like rally standings.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
I can't believe the Duchess made you miss the big race.
Oh right, and they're doing that on their like Google Glass aviators.
Yeah, I'm kind of torn between if it's Google Glass aviators or something more stupid looking, like heart sunglasses.
Wait, do they switch from their aviators to the heart sunglasses when they want to check?
Can
their...
they reform?
Can't they just be grilled heart aviators?
Yes, that's it. That's the one.
All the bad
Can't
design
we just
choices
put
at
all
once.
All the bad things together in one pair of glasses.
Yeah, I think it has to be that.
Okay.
Man, that must God be bless. Very distracting to walk around in, but awesome.
Hey, it looks cool. That's the most important thing. It's got the flare points.
I know their hearts, but do they have spikes on them too?
Yes.
Good.
and their aviators and their grills. Okay. All right. Well, anyway, so you get outside. There's an actual like chauffeured AV waiting for you there.
Hell yeah.
With like a robot valet. It's not an intelligent robot. It's just like instead of the car like piloting itself, like there is a humanoid robot that pilots the car because some people like that aesthetic more. It's like a little bit more like ritzy, I guess. The robot valet comes around and opens the doors for you in the back. And like it's a pretty comfortable looking limousine. Like there's plenty of space in there for all of you.
They got bottles in the back of the space limo.
Yeah, there are.
Cool. I'm gonna drink some.
Hell yeah.
What is Winnie's drink of choice?
She's gonna take like a bottle of Tropicana orange juice. chug half of it.
Wait, hold up. There's no orange juice in this system.
Oh.
It hits you when you least expect it.
That was a secret episode.
Respect the lore.
I mean, okay, there was no orange juice, but if anybody has orange juice, I think it would be the Duchess.
I mean, yeah, actually, okay, yeah, so maybe there is.
Artificial.
The only orange juice in the system.
Oh, it's only from concentrate.
It is. It's from concentrate, definitely. But I mean, it's
she
the only orange
juice. She takes a Capri Sun that has orange flavoring.
Okay.
Okay.
Drink. I guess if it's a Capri Sun, though, she just, like, pours it into the vodka bottle and shakes it.
Oh, no.
Oh.
And then drinks some.
Oh. All right. Woody's gonna get...
Horace asks if she'll split that with him.
Yep, of course.
Hell yeah.
Toss it over. I left my Nalgene on the ship, but it had some good stuff in it.
Teens.
how does this affect you? Like how do Horace and Winnie hold your liquor?
Horace holds his liquor well, but he's definitely drinking to get drunk.
Uh-huh.
So
like, concert drinks are expensive.
Yeah, you gotta pre-game. Come on.
Yeah,
pre-gaming, I guess.
This is like my first fucking rodeo. Come on.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Duchess also, like, threw in a comfortable wage. So, I mean, you guys can, like, afford...
Wait, is the robot charging us for these drinks?
No. I'm just thinking... You said concert drinks are expensive, and I was thinking, oh, but y'all can afford concert drinks now. Like, you've got...
Well, but there's a line, and we lose our spot...
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm not leaving the
and,
pit.
And, like, you're not actually allowed to bring it in front of the stage. You have to, like, drink it all outside.
Sure. What's everyone else doing in this limo ride? Oh, so first of all, when you get into the limo, the chauffeur says in their, like, robot voice, it's kind of poorly synthesized. They really tried. It's just, it's not the same as a Morphian or even Beatrix. But the chauffeur like leans over the back of the seat in kind of this jerky motion, and says, "Would you like to return to your ship now?"
Can I just look around at all you guys?
Concert time!
Very well. There are 102 concerts in the city this evening.
You should probably be more specific.
The Rose Petal Garden.
Is that what it's called? I forgot what it's called.
Check your
me
like
in real
everything
life.
Everything in this system is rose themed.
It's in your handouts, Dre.
So it's probably Rose Petal Garden the Fourth.
Yep, the Rose Petal Theater.
Oh. The Rose Petal Garden is somewhere else.
Very well. We'll be there shortly. Enjoy the
Rose Petal Garden is where the space basketball is.
Enjoy the ride.
Winnie offers some caprice to some special Capri Sun, some Capri Moon chime.
It's
Booster and Kite and Lucius.
Hell yeah, come on, Lucius.
Oh, I have tonic water. I'm drinking tonic water. Yes.
Is there any fruit?
No.
You're disgusting.
I don't know. Like, why aren't you drinking wine? You're a priest. Like,
yeah, but we're going out. I need to be in best form. I can't drink. I drink in the sanctity of my room.
Alone?
Yes.
Lucius, do we need to have a talk?
No. Because why do you think I'm drinking?
Because you have to talk to us?
No. The car is speeding through the city now. The sun has set and the sky is glowing this bright fluorescent pink color. The spires of the city are blues and yellows silhouetted against it.
Winnie takes a selfie.
Good.
Does this limo have a sunroof?
Sure, why not?
Okay, Horace and Winnie take a selfie sticking their head out of the sunroof.
Yes!
Good.
Nice. There.
Since
that's good.
Like, there's too many carbs and booze. Is there any Coke in this limo?
Winnie's also going to take stealth selfies with Lucius and Kite, who are probably too grumpy to...
Yes, that's true.
Kite is really punchy, so maybe roll act under pressure to take that selfie.
Oh no.
Kite almost certainly doesn't like having their photo taken.
Oh yeah, absolutely not.
Is that cool?
Yep, that's cool.
Oh good.
Oh god.
Oh yes.
Oh, are you gonna break her phone?
I got a one!
Shit!
Again? I did the math. That's a 1 in 180 chance.
Yep.
Yeah. That.
So you?
I guess that.
So you upload that selfie, don't you?
Oh wait, no. It's only a 2. It's not a 1. So there we go.
Yep. It's only 2.
It's fine.
It's fine. You upload that selfie to Space Instagram, don't you?
Yeah.
Of course.
On the way to the rose petal garden.
So you take that selfie and you upload it, and almost immediately you notice that a user named Rigel Witch has liked it.
God.
It's kind of a cheesy name.
God, I'm gonna get to shoot somebody at this concert.
I'm gonna die at this concert.
I mean,
I just wanted to be friends, Kite. Don't be mad.
Kite doesn't even know.
I mean,
yeah.
Kite, you're not drinking, so maybe you notice.
I was looking for like for something that didn't have any carbs, like if there's any Coke. But since there's not,
ask the driver if they have cocaine. They probably do.
Wait, Jesus what? Christ. How did we get to cocaine?
I've been messing up.
Oh, I'm sorry. That was in the chat. No one said it out loud.
First, you gotta ask that robot if he's a cop.
The robot works for the Duchess, which is the government?
The same.
This is a government limo.
If that robot's a
and
cop,
it may
he's
be
tell you.
Government-sponsored Coke. You don't know what's illegal here.
Yeah. I really don't.
That's true.
but that said, I'm probably just like absorbed in my data pad trying to just like messaging Porkin, trying to figure out like which hits into kid stuff.
Cool.
And that robot might be a cop. So.
All right, so the vehicle touches down at the theater, and there's a long line outside. The theater itself like sits back from the street a little ways. There's like a courtyard in front of it, with these like very thin glass spires lining the path up the center of it that leads to the front of the theater, which has this kind of like faux Greco-Roman look to it.
Oh, yeah.
And, like, everything is, like, pink and white and gold. And there's, like, this rose motif all over the place. How do you approach this? I mean, like, you've been invited by... Excuse me, Horace has been invited by Cora herself.
I don't wait in line.
So what do you do?
Oh, yeah, no, we push through.
Okay.
And Horace is shouting the whole time, I'm on the list!
No, I was going to say that, Horace, you're just that guy outside Afterlife, just like, let me in! Come on!
Good.
Except I am on the list.
Yeah, you are.
I know, yeah. I'm on the list. I got a voicemail saying I'm on the list.
The bouncer at the door, kind of a small woman. She's like maybe 5 feet tall. She's wearing a security hoodie. It's a little bit too big for her, and the arms have been ripped off the hoodie because she has these two huge cyber arms. And she puts a hand up, and the hand is like the size of Kite's chest.
Holy shit!
She says, hold up, what list?
Holy shit, this is awesome. I'm friends with Cora, and she said that they'd get us in. I don't know, I assume there was a list. There's usually a list.
Yeah, let me check. And she like puts like one of her fingers to her ear, and it's like, Cora, friends of yours? Okay. All right, I understand. She says, "Wait here a moment. I'll bring you to Cora, but I need coverage."
Okay. Horace leans over to Winnie and whispers, "Do you think when she flexes, like her metal arms still like get muscle bulges?"
I mean, if I were the designer of those arms, yeah, because you'd need the things to be able to like tighten. So
we should get metal muscle arms.
Yes, Horace.
Horace, you realize you have to lose your actual arms to have giant metal arms, right?
Yeah, but think how much cooler they'd be.
Yeah, that's fair.
I'm just gonna glare at Horace, just like, hey, it's really not that fun to get any sort of cyber stuff like that.
Oh.
Winnie scuffs her feet and feels ashamed.
Oh, Winnie, you can't scuff your feet because you are sitting on my shoulders.
That's true. I'm sorry, I forgot.
You kick Booster in the ribs.
Yeah, Booster now getting scuffed.
When he looks away, is ashamed and kicks her legs absently and accidentally kicks Booster, but gently, because she's little and Booster's strong.
Wait a minute, when did we establish that Winnie was sitting on Booster?
I don't know, but I like chat. It.
Winnie is sitting on Booster's shoulder. Now edit that and put it in front.
Yes, there you go.
Good job, future Amy. I'm so sorry.
I love you all a lot, you know? Okay. Yeah.
I'm gonna mail you some of my Advil that's on my desk.
Thanks. Okay.
I'm so sorry.
So she comes back to you, and she's like, "Come with me," and leads you inside. You see that?
Okay. Wait. Woo! On the way there, I have something important to ask her.
Okay.
So, you look like your security. Is that correct?
I work for Cora. The name's Nemi.
It is nice to meet you, Nemi. Is that short for something?
Yeah, I'd rather not go into it.
Oh, Nemi's got a secret.
You go into the atrium, and there's like some stairs going up to the upper levels. There's a ticket desk which has a force field over it right now. And leads you into the theater proper, which had a bunch of the seats removed for this concert. So there's like a big, big general admission area in the middle, two catwalks, one on each side of the stage, and like a big general admission area between them. And Nemi leads you into like a side door, and like you arrive at Cora Blaze's room. She takes like one finger and just taps on the door, and it's thunderous. Grush, grush, grush. And you hear Cora's voice from the other side. All right, Nemi, I get it. Not too hard. I'll be right there. And Nemi like looks you all up and down. It's like, are you gonna be okay if I just go, you know, back to doing my job?
We got this.
Oh, actually, I'm gonna quickly pull up like the Witchhead Syndicate insignia.
Okay.
On my like tablet.
Well, you do have those Witchhead cloaks with you.
Yeah, that's true. I'm not wearing it.
Who took the cloaks?
I took a cloak.
Right.
I assumed I had like a bag that I could just put it in.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Because I would want to be wearing a Witchhead Syndicate cloak around. So just kind of like, hey, if you see anyone with this insignia, and I'll kind of just pull it out of my bag and just flash it. Just like, please don't let them in. Unless you'd be in danger, in which case do. But like, please.
Let's exchange cell phone numbers so you can tell
you
us.
You say that. You say that to Nemi.
Yes.
She says, okay.
Watch Nemi be with the Witchhead Syndicate.
I would fucking laugh my ass off.
Oh man.
Owned by the Witchhead Syndicate. With those.
Moving on though.
Mm-hmm.
Horace is the thief and has a bunch of guns, even though he's at a concert.
Yeah, like, do I need to check these?
I mean, do you take them out?
I mean, like, one of them's a rifle. Like, there's not a good way to conceal a rifle.
Nemi's clearly not worried about it.
Jesus! What the hell?
Yo, you never know when something might happen at a concert like this, bro.
Maybe in the concert there's, like, an EMP that doesn't allow energy guns to be fired or something.
Was this an energy gun or was it just a rifle? I don't remember.
Yeah, they shoot superheated slugs.
Oh, so they're just a gun.
Okay, well, then it's a space EMP that doesn't let guns work.
The anti-gun ray.
I'll just say again that Nemi definitely like took note of your weapons, but she doesn't seem worried about it.
Nemi knows I'm cool.
But so anyway, so it's like she responds to Kite with okay, and then heads off. And like moments later, the door to this changing room flies open. And there's Cora Blaze. She has like a really sick undercut that like changes colors, and she's wearing like tight leather with like a corset, and she's got like actually like a pretty soft she has like pretty soft features, but like right now is wearing stage makeup with like fiery eyes and dark lips, and
her eyes are like, actually on fire.
Yeah, no, they actually have like hollow fire, like holographic fire, just like flickering in front of her eyes, and so she flings open the door and sees Horace, and like the fire in her eyes like dims a little bit, so she looks a little bit more normal.
Hell yeah,
whatever that means. And she's like, Horace, you son of a bitch, I didn't know if you'd make it.
Well, we got held up a little, and I've got a mech now, but we're here. Is the opening act already done?
No, you got plenty of time. Come hang out. And you see that like behind her, the rest of the band is there too. Their drummer is named Bryn Astrid.
Winnie has to duck down real low on Booster to like fit through the door.
You're still riding that, huh?
Their drummer is named Bryn Astrid, and their bassist is Aylin Dawn. They're all kitted out for the show. They got like the fiery eyes. I think in three different colors. So I think like Korra's got like the orange fire, and Brynn has like blue fire, and Aelin has green fire. And like Brynn the drummer has got like this very goth black and white outfit on. Aelin is kitted out in leather like Korra is. I think like as you look in the door, like you see Aelin just like taking a huge rip on a bong.
Is there a couch?
There is a couch in here. Brynn is
Horace flops out down on the couch.
Brynn is sitting on the couch. Aelin is sitting cross-legged on the floor with this bong. I'm like trying to think of like what bongs in the year 8000 look like.
They're probably like semi-holographic, right?
Yeah, that's so actually have, what I was
like,
thinking.
You could basically have like a terrarium inside a bong, like a whole.
I was thinking it's like there's like holographic fish, like an aquarium. Mm-hmm.
I think it floats.
Yeah. Okay. So it floats. There are holographic fish.
You can put it into different settings for smoke tricks.
Yep. It has really loud and obnoxious sound effects.
Please no.
Good.
Okay.
It's also a bop it.
If you cough afterwards, the bong just goes, aww. The bong shames you.
Okay. All right, so Horace flops down on the couch. What about the rest of you? So like, there's the couch. There's a couple of vanities in here, which just like, have like all kinds of like really cool, expensive holographic makeup, arrayed on them. There's like a ratty carpet in the middle of the floor, with like some amps set up on it, and sort of like a little bit of a practice configuration, like clothes draped over them. And Korra like sits down on top of one of the amps and crosses her legs and like leans forward on her hands and looks at Horace. What are the rest of you doing?
I'm gonna help Booster get ready for the concert by helping them do their makeup and like clothes and stuff.
Yes.
Would you mind if I took a look around backstage?
Are you sure you don't want me to do yours too?
Yes, I'll be fine.
Okay.
Korra looks at Lucius and looks at Horace and says, "Where'd you pick up a priest?"
It's a long story.
Hey, he's all right. He's all right. Mm.
Somehow, Horace's approval fills me with shame.
He helped me shoot a guy earlier.
All right. I see. Doing the good work, huh?
Hey, they were bad people. They shot first.
No, they didn't.
Well, they were gonna shoot first.
But they didn't, because you shot them first.
They were gonna. Well, yeah.
Horace, it's called tactics, Horace, you shot a man, huh? Well, I'll write a song about that.
Horace has shot a lot of people. That shouldn't surprise her.
This will be her third song about Horace shooting a guy.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah. She's got a whole concept album before shooting different people.
Good.
It actually sounds like a good album. Top of the charts.
Mm-hmm. So is Aelin the one with the bong on the floor? Or is that
it's pronounced Aelin, and Aelin, yeah, she's the one with the bong. She's sitting cross-legged on the floor in front of the couch.
Cool. I'm kind of just gonna walk over, just like, hi, Kite, and like ask, like, hey, do you mind if I?
Hey, yeah, come on. So she like pats the ground next to her.
And then I'm going to take a sick hit off this bong. I'm literally gonna roll flare for this.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, she just nudges the bong and it like hovers over to you.
What?
Sick.
So okay, roll flare for this.
Somersault.
What are you trying
hit.
To get out of it, by the way? Like, why are you trying? Like, what are you trying just to wants, he just impress wants to, upon her?
No. Well, more just to like kind of like impress upon. Like, I'm trying to be less angry. I'm trying to calm down.
Okay.
But also. walking in here, realizing like, okay, yeah, I'm trying very hard not to fuck it up. So that's my flare roll.
Okay. Oh, nice.
That's the 13. That's the literally the highest I can roll.
That's the 13. Yep.
Shit.
God, you're like super high.
So describe to me this sick bong rip.
It's kind of like the longest, like deepest bong rip you can think of.
Do it midair. Somersault over the bong and do it.
Can we watch an off?
Just like gradually disappear as you take this rip.
Yes, actually, that's how we do it. That's exactly how we do it. And then reappear in a cloud of smoke.
Okay.
Like, and then kind of just like pass the bong back because I don't know how to do the little like nudge floating thing. Whew. Thank you. I needed that.
Are you invisible right now?
No, I'm like, I'll tell you, I'm at probably like maybe 50-50.
Aelin's like, yeah, that was wild. So are you a fan?
Yeah, totally.
yeah, what's your favorite song?
You got me. I'm sorry.
Oh, come on. You gotta try to lie.
I'm sorry. Do you have a song named like Blue Glass or something?
Yeah, my cousin has a song named Blue Glass. We play it sometimes.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I get the two of you confused, I guess. The bands, I mean, sorry.
Yeah, it's all good.
I need to sit down.
Subscribe to Horace's playlist.
Wait, are you standing?
Yes! I stood up to do this.
She pats her lap.
There's like a slight pregnant pause, but sure. Yep. Oh. I'm sitting in that lap.
Okay.
Are you sitting in the bassist lap?
Yeah. Yep. On the floor.
Get those space digits.
Horace texts Kite and writes, ask her about the bass solo in Death by Fire Over the Moons of Osiris 6.
Nice. I would listen to this band.
Yeah, Kite, so you see that text on
I have like a Times Square, like a marquee type thing.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Okay. Yeah, so you see that text flash across.
So that bass solo in over the moon of Horizon of Osiris 6.
Oh, fucked up the song.
make a roll.
Sure. What am I rolling?
Impress or recall?
Act under pressure.
Something? Act under pressure.
Oh, which I'm getting a minus two. Yep, I mean, I get a minus two to that.
Rocked.
Wait, how come?
I'm still angry.
Oh, that sick bong grip didn't chill you the fuck out?
No, I have to go fucking punch somebody.
You could smash the bong.
No!
No, hell no!
Don't break the bong,
smash
bro.
This bong, I'm out.
Seven.
This is a seven.
Okay? Could be worse, could be better.
So you succeed. You got the song name right, I think. but you're not all that convincing. She's like, you're kind of cute. What? Do you know any of the words for that song?
Horace starts like speed texting the lyrics.
It's probably coming too fast for me, actually.
Uh-huh.
No, but I know that speed bass line, and I know you bassists are really good with your hands or something.
I'm something.
It was too much.
She's like playing air bass on your stomach. She's like, yeah, you got that right. And she takes another rip.
I'm literally like the two eye emoji. That's actually me right now. Iron and blood reflected by the moon.
All right, so this is going on. This is going on.
Yeah, this is happening.
Winnie, what are you up to?
Oh, I think Winnie's done Booster's makeup.
Mm-hmm.
With like full contouring, and I
That's very Winnie.
Which I think is maybe hidden behind the heart glasses.
The grilled heart aviators.
Yeah, I mean, Winnie's exaggerated it a bit so that you can see some of the eyeliner coming out. But yeah, it's mostly hidden, mm-hmm. probably, in the sunglasses. And now she's just, like, awkwardly sitting in the middle of the floor, like, not sure where to look. And every time she makes eye contact with one of the band members, she, like, blushes and, like, looks somewhere else. Like, no, I'm fine. I'm not bothering anyone. Oh, look, I'm checking my texts from all my friends that can reach me here. No, none of them. Oh.
And what about Booster?
What else is in the room? There's vanities, and then there's the bassist sitting on the floor with Kite.
Yeah. There's a couch which has the drummer Bryn and Horace on it. There's a ratty carpet. There's a couple of amps with like clothes draped over them. Cora is sitting on one of the amps, and Winnie is sitting in the middle of the floor.
How much time is left until like they have to go do setup stuff?
Cora says, "Oh, don't worry about it. We'll start when we want. The opening act hasn't even started yet, and they'll go for I don't know a half an hour. It'll be fine. The fans aren't gonna like leave."
They're too busy moshing. Team?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. We're here.
Oh. We were too busy moshing.
That's fair. Fucking rude.
The silent mosh.
The most silent deadly.
Yeah, so, like, I think if Booster responds to Cora with silence, Cora just kind of, like, raises an eyebrow. And, like, shrugs and turns back to Horace.
Yes.
Ugh, tough crowd.
Savage. Lucius approves.
And I just, like, picture, like, Lucius just giving, a little thumbs up.
Yeah, just around the corner of the door, because I've already gone to go check on security.
Oh, my God.
But I just appear, give a thumbs up, and then I'm gone.
All right, so we'll get to you in a second, Lucius.
Yeah, it's fine.
So Cora turns to Horace and is like, "So Horace, it's been kind of a wild ride. What brings you to Glass City? Besides, you know, like the whole wanted thing."
Yeah, I mean that's pretty much it. That's pretty much it.
Oh, I'm a little disappointed, actually.
Wait, why? Why?
I never really pegged you as the running away kind, you know?
Oh, whoa, hold on. Whoa. We didn't run away. We stole a ship and made a tactical decision to come to a new place to do work. We've already got a job. So I don't want to hear.
No, you got a job, huh?
Uh-huh.
What kind of job?
Horace leads over to Booster and says, "Can we talk about our job? Or is it secret?"
I don't think we'll get in trouble even if we talk about it.
Okay, cool. We're getting paid to do crime for the government.
Sell out. Fucking working for the government.
All right, I spoke too soon about being disappointed, I guess.
Told you. Tactical decision.
But I gotta know what kind of crimes does the government want to do?
I don't know. Did I tell you about when Booster and I pulled a bench out of a jail cell and broke out of jail with it?
No.
Okay, well,
do you still have the bench?
Do we have the bench?
Yeah, I think it's actually in the cockpit of
Isn't
Spirit.
It like half burned to like smoldering ruin?
No, it's just a little melted in the middle.
Yeah. Well, we did that. Oh, and also the cop that was guarding us when we broke out of jail thought it was so cool that she's on our ship now.
Oh.
So there's that.
Wait, so you've got a priest and a cop. You're employed to do crimes, you broke out of jail?
Okay, but like it's a cool cop and a cool priest, so it's still cool.
Yeah, no kid, you got a pretty good gig going on.
Yeah, did I mention that I get a giant robot too?
Alright, now I don't believe you.
Well... That's rude.
Excuse you? Here I am laying out my life experiences without any empirical evidence.
I mean, like,
I just thought you trusted me.
Hey, but if you do have a giant robot, can you imagine like moshing in that thing?
You murder people, but like not in the fun
way.
Well,
I mean, like with other robots, you know?
Oh. Hell yeah. What if we did a robot mosh pit in space?
Isn't that just a mech fight?
All right, I think on
you're
that
just
we'll,
describing Gundam now.
On that we'll cut to let's cut to Lucius. So Lucius, what are you doing right now?
I've gotten backstage and I'm now just going around just, you know, checking to make sure security is tight and on point.
Okay.
You know, so I assume this is an assess.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, yeah, that's a 9.
That's a 9. You get to ask one question from the assess list.
All right. I'm going to do that as soon as I get the assess list up.
I think this is up to Scrubs, but I think Booster may have gone with Lucius.
Hell yeah. I'm in.
Hell yeah.
Okay.
So we're both just sneaking around backstage.
So like after Lucius like peeks in to give the thumbs up, Booster like sneaks out with him.
Yes. Yeah. So we're just, I guess we're slinking along the hallways.
Okay.
I'm still trying to get this basic move list up because I'm bad at this game. I'm sorry. Give me a second. All right. What is the biggest danger here?
What is the biggest danger?
And I'm speaking specifically from like a security perspective. Like, yeah. Is there any glaring flaws in the security that I notice? So I guess
you're a priest, not a security guard. So like the answer is going to be tempered by like your
obvious
like, your lens here.
That's fair.
I mean, like, so like the way that this theater is set up, there's the courtyard in front of it. There aren't really alleyways on either side. There is a back entrance that leads to like a back street, and that back entrance may be the like weak spot of the security. Just because all the crowds are out front, so like that's where most of the bouncers are. Most of the bouncers and the security officers and all that are in the front of the theater. But like backstage here, that back door is pretty vulnerable. Next to that door, like as you're wandering around back here, like right next to that door, there's like another practice room, and it just has the word spermidotus scrawled on it.
Right on.
And like as you're snooping around back here, you hear their set start. Like you hear the crowd cheer and you hear and you hear Spermidotus start their set. Jeff, you want to remind me what Spermidotus sounds like?
Essentially, if you took
heavy metal,
like some really nasty thrash metal, and then put like some really shitty bass drops in it.
All right.
So, and as we're
in
going
the best
around,
way possible,
as we're going around like this, I suppose I will. Lucius will turn to Booster and will be like, "You wouldn't rather stay with the band? You seem like kind of the concert type."
I'm not into it. You have to be sober to drive a ship.
I actually hadn't considered that, but fair.
Sense has got to be 100%, 100% of the time. So should we do something about this door?
I mean, it's not really our job to.
Yeah, but it is our job to not get ambushed and not die.
I mean, what are the chances we get ambushed twice in one day?
Oh no!
I would say it's a non-zero.
That is true. It's definitely non-zero. I will give you that.
Never ask Booster the odds.
Let me just put more death flags in for everybody. but yeah, I mean, I suppose we'll have to trust that security is keeping an eye on everything.
Booster takes out their phone, puts it on the essentially like FaceTime, and sets it up so it's facing that door, and then has it open in Google Glass.
Oh, nice. Nice.
Space Google Glass.
That's really smart.
That's actually extremely intelligent. I had not thought of that. Good job.
Thanks.
Are you like... are you attempting
extremely embarrassed and think of basic technology?
Are you attempting to conceal that phone at all?
I turned the brightness down, but that's it.
Okay. Is it like on the floor or?
Yeah, I imagine there's sort of like those big black crates with wheels that you put all the cables and mics in near the door for loadout. And I just kind of lean it against the corner of one of those.
Okay.
We did it. The concert has saved everyone.
You dropped the phone by the door.
Hell yeah.
And what are you doing now? Are you going to head back to the dressing room or...
Is there someplace else we can go to crash on people's fun?
I mean, like, Spermidotus is out playing right now, and their room is presumably unoccupied.
I am already inside the room.
I am following to make sure Booster doesn't do something bad.
Okay, so you go into this room, and it is not as nice as Thunder Queen's room. There's no couch. There's like a ratty carpet. There are a bunch of crates just like stacked up all around with like clothes strewn all over them. Like an ashtray on top of like a stereo with a bunch of crumpled up butts in it. What are you trying to find out here? Roll assess.
Booster, go for it.
That's a 9.
I'll assist this.
Okay. How are you assisting?
I mean, honestly, I'm following around and making sure Booster doesn't actually try to steal things, so I'm looking at all the things that Booster is looking at.
Sure. Okay. Go ahead and roll your TX with Booster.
We do not have one.
All right, so just roll 2d6. That's a 6.
Nope, that's 2d6. Yeah, it's just a 6.
It's a 6.
I tried to help. I'm there to help, Booster. I'm here for you.
I think as you're... So, okay, so first of all, Booster, ask one question. We'll do that first. Ask the one question from the assess list.
I think what is threatened by my presence here, but also... I'd like to preface that by saying that I'm not going to steal anything.
I think Lucius is threatened by your presence here. Lucius is not a bad person, but he will get implicated if something bad happens here.
I trust you implicitly. Not really.
Also, Lucius, you rolled a 6.
I'm trying, though.
So here's what happens. You two are snooping around this room, and and you turn, and Nemi is there in the door with her big ol' arms crossed, tapping her toe. Says, "What are you doing in here?"
Oh, just taking a look around. I was told that we were allowed to go backstage, so we wanted to see how things looked.
This is the band's dressing room. You can't come in here.
Ah, I see. That would explain why it's so, well, whatever you'd describe this decor as. I suppose we should be going then.
Yeah, just look, I'm going to escort you back to Cora. Look, I don't have a lot of patience for this.
I assure you, we're not trying to do anything that would sabotage the concert.
Yeah, okay.
Or make your job difficult in any way. I can also say that. It's true.
All right, well, forgive me if
I have to I have to give so much thought to whether what I'm saying is true or not.
Isn't it good?
It's good. I like it.
So she like just like motions to you with one finger, like, come on, let's go.
Well, okay. I'm going to follow the robot girl with giant arms.
Okay. Booster, what about you?
Yeah, I'm also following.
Okay. Back at Cora and Company's room, back at the Thunder Queen's room, Kite has melted into a puddle in Aelin's lap.
But like a puddle with like angry eyebrows. Cause I'm still angry. I'm like stoned out of my fucking gourd. And like
all I can think about is like Daffy Duck when like the face like falls off of Daffy Duck, but it still has like, but if Daffy had like an angry expression, it still has like the mad eyebrows. It's exactly like that.
I'm ready for the fan art of this.
or just like my cat, honestly.
Yeah, or just like your cat. That's true.
Okay. All right, so like so back at the room, Cora's like, "Oh, it sounds like the opening band started. You guys want to like, I don't know, just I mean, like we can put you in some VIP seats or something, or you could just like hang back here, but we got to get ready for the show."
Seats.
All right, hold on.
I'm gonna look to Horace and be like, "Is there any way? Like, didn't you want a mosh?"
The seats have free booze.
That's fair.
Plus, we can just mosh.
Isn't that just a fight then?
Will become one
if it's just two people moshing.
I have to punch someone somewhere.
She's like, she hops down off the amp and reaches inside it and pulls out some VIP badges. The badges have like a picture. What is Thunder Queen's like logo? Like, what is their insignia?
It should definitely be like a very regal looking queen crown that is like on fucking fire with explosions in the background.
And it's on a fucking cyborg Valkyrie.
Good. Yeah,
nice. Okay.
Good. I think the badges are like holographic cyborg Valkyries, like the like fire behind the crown, or like the fire around the crown just like actually like flickers and moves. And they just say VIP across the bottom. And Cora's like, "Yeah, so if you go back to the atrium and go up the stairs, there'll be a bouncer up there. you know, you get the VIP box, all the stuff that comes with it. You know the deal. All
right.
And she looks.
Goodbye.
And she looks over. She looks over at Kite and is like, "You're gonna have to get up, buddy.
Get off the nice lady."
I'm trying. Please, Horace. Get up. Just like nice stretch. Ugh. Thank you.
Anytime. You guys run into Nemi with Lucius and Booster in tow as you're leaving the dressing room.
Slight half wave. Hi.
What the fuck, Lucius?
What?
Did you get in trouble?
No.
Nemi looks at Horace and is like, keep a better eye on these two.
Jesus, I have a reputation to maintain, Lucius.
Horace.
Do you think about your actions before you do them? Do you think what effect you'll have on other people?
I'm holding in a migraine right now. Give me a second.
I can't believe you got Booster mixed up in this. You're such a bad influence on people.
Long sigh. Breathe in. Breathe out. There's nothing to say to that, so I'm not going to.
Who just wanders around places where they're not supposed to go? Were you trying to steal things?
That's all that you get, Horace. That's all you get, Horace. We're not starting this conversation.
Gosh. I thought you read the Bible.
I slap Horace in the face. I'm backhanding Horace, yes.
Oh, does it leave a cross?
No.
Oh,
I'm not hitting with the knuckles. I'm not going deep. It's just like a light like tap. I'm not trying to hurt Horace.
Okay.
Yet. But I'm close.
Yeah, so Lucius just backhanded you.
Horace is drunk, so he thinks Lucius is trying to start a mosh pit. So Horace starts a mosh pit.
Are you windmilling or am I windmilling? This is the question.
Kite does need to hit somebody.
I think Nemi grabs Lucius by a shoulder and Horace by a shoulder and lifts both of you up off the ground.
Perfect.
Yeah,
this
that's
is
fair.
All I ever wanted.
Are you done?
Yes, I just blame
You're
him for
so
everything.
Cool.
Yeah, whatever. Where does Cora want you?
I flashed the badge.
All right, come with me.
Are you gonna carry me?
She puts you down.
Damn it.
This is like the eyes emoji episode, apparently. She leads you up to the VIP section. You head like back to the atrium and then up some stairs, and then like there's a hallway that opens up on like a couple of VIP boxes. The holographic glass that is sometimes in front of the boxes is down for this show. Like they're very open and exposed. And you're just up on the second level, like above the like right hand catwalk. And Spermidotus is out there playing. Like I think like as you open the door to the box, like there's the heavy metal guitars give way to this sick bass drop, and then And then like some wub wub wubs, and then it goes back to the heavy metal guitars again. It's all over the place.
Alright, so these are open up. I'm gonna get fucking shot.
I can neither confirm nor deny that you will get shot. Play to find out what happens.
Okay.
Press A to continue.
Well, actually, no. Kind of high off their gourd. Like, let's go. This is great.
So you're up here now. Nemi, like, turns to go, like, you're just going to stay here, right?
I mean, I am. I'm not the wanderer.
She glances at Booster and Lucius. Actually, I don't think glances. I think like it's more of a glare, like with her arms crossed across her chest. Gonna stay here, right?
Right. I shrugged, and it's impossible to tell if I'm making eye contact because of my shades.
Sure.
Hell yeah.
If nobody's doing anything, I possibly have something I would like to do.
Sure,
do it.
So I kind of want to, I don't know if this is exactly in my skill range, but I kind of want to try cross comparing social medias to see if there's anybody here that is affiliated with Witch Hunt Syndicate.
See if anyone else is making the mistake of checking in.
Yeah, basically. And I could see this as possibly being, well, mechanically being a recall, because
yeah,
we had shipped ships in the night with them, so I might be able to like have future cell phone technology artifacts about them.
Yeah, no, I think it's a recall. If this was Dungeon World, I would definitely do a spout lore, because like you're using you're using texts basically to learn information. So yeah, roll recall.
Okay.
As you scan the nets. 7 to 9. That's an 8.
Oh,
so
yeah.
On a 7 to 9, the MC will tell you an interesting fact. It's up to you to figure out how to use this fact. So you're just basically like, you're trying to see if like Witch Head folks have checked in here.
Yeah. And the way I am sort of imagining this, because it's self-indulgent to my personal taste, is that like there's sort of an AR thing when you look over the crowd, and it has like,
oh, that's
those
good.
Those like map dots, mm-hmm. of little arrows of people.
Yeah.
So if I like enter the right search parameters, I can see like, oh, there's this many people who are from this section of the galaxy, and like whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so like, I think you scan the crowd here. Yeah. Okay, you scan the crowd, and you don't notice any Witch Head Syndicate signatures, but you do notice one of the signatures of the people you see in this crowd is from the Albireo fleet.
Uh-oh. That's from my backstory, and I don't know if we've talked about it at all.
Hold on, everyone, get your popcorn. Story time.
All right.
But yeah, one of the people just enjoying themselves down there is from the Albireo fleet. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Well, I've never said it out loud in syllables, so I think yes.
Okay.
So I bookmark them so I can look at them later.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, like, and because, like, your search parameters were just, like, looking for, like, basically, like, searching, like, seeing what people's, like, regions were, like, what people's region tags are, like, you don't see this person's name or anything.
But I imagine if I spent more time on it, I could get more information from it.
Yeah, definitely.
More time with when I have like an actual, not at a concert.
Mm-hmm. Yep. For sure. Do you react in any way?
I don't think so, because I think for Booster, it's just so startling. Like, it might not even register as being, like, I don't know how to describe it. Booster might think it's like, oh, this is a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this cannot possibly be.
Right. Spermidotus, like, wraps up their set. And like, it's quiet for a while. Like, the crowd noise goes up as everyone starts talking. Like, one of the moshers. Is moshers the right word? I don't know.
Oh, yes.
Moshinators.
One of the moshinators, like, kind of limps off to get some medical assistance. It's relatively quiet for a little while. There's like a little switch you could flick to like put up the force field in front of the box, if you wanted, but like you did notice that during the set, like while the band was playing, that switch was not active, like it wasn't lit up. So like you assume that maybe when the band is playing, you can't put the force field up. Roadies and stagehands are out like setting up for Thunder Queens. They're setting up all this like holographic fire everywhere. And like, you know, they'll like test it. Someone will flash a thumbs up and then they'll turn it off and then it's ready for the show. Are you doing anything in this little gap here?
I'm kind of just watching out, taking in the sight. Every like kind of like gout of fire is like, oh wow.
Yeah, okay.
It's a lot of sights and sounds, but also just being like, I could literally die. Am I okay with dying right now? Like, so trying to have that realization, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just rationalize accepting my death.
Yeah, I think I want you to roll act under pressure, Kite.
Okay.
Just because you're on high alert.
Because you're on high alert,
you're like trying to keep your cool.
And I'm also intoxicated.
Yeah.
Oh god, I'm not even looking at it. What is it? Oh, that's a 4.
It's a 4.
Nice.
Can I assist 3 times?
You need to punch something soon, buddy. You should have punched Lucius for hitting me, and then your problem would have been solved.
I still would have gotten a 6.
That's fair.
So Booster, on you get like a, there's like a little ping on your glass, and
from the door phone.
Oh shit, door phone.
As like somebody picks up the phone, like sees that the camera is on, and like, it's like, what the heck is this? And it's like, it's the person who picked it up is a pretty large, dark-skinned man, and he obviously goes to the gym, got short cropped black hair, and like a kind but tough looking face, and he's like, what is this? And stops the recording. I guess I'll have to see what Nemi has to say about this. And now you don't know what's going on at the door.
So I'm just gonna like sink into my seat and like, I'm freaking out. Not more than a little bit right now.
Mm-hmm.
So everything's really bright, and I it's kind of just coming to me like, wow, like there was that one, those witches and the guys, but we're here and we're in danger and the band's in danger and I'm in danger, but mostly, but everyone else is in danger. And how could we do this? How could I let this happen? Like, I'm so angry about this. Oh God. How could I let this happen?
What do you do?
Winnie gives Kite a bottle of water she stole from the dressing room.
Oh. What?
Thumbs up.
I mean, I could just yeet that bottle of water like halfway across the hall. No, but well, this is all because of this thing that I stole. Because of this cloak. Mm-hmm. What if I could break it?
The cloak?
Yeah. I might be able to fix it. But if it's broken, no, that actually, they would still come after me. That'd be a terrible idea. But
you're not thinking rationally. Still, you're angry.
I'm not thinking rationally. I might just do that. Just gonna like sit down and just like kind of calmly like pull this cloak off my shoulder and just like kind of just like start like popping like little panels of it out.
All right, so describe to me what this looks like.
So the cloak itself is kind of like a poncho. Mm-hmm. Almost. And I'm taking I'm probably just going to just start like popping like hexagonal panels off of it, like until, or even just like cutting into it. Mm-hmm. Just slightly, until it doesn't, until like I'll try to power it up and it doesn't actually it doesn't go anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Like it kind of like crackles a little bit, but it doesn't.
All right,
go.
So like
not enough to destroy it, but just enough to damage it, so it doesn't, yeah, doesn't work.
Are you like sitting behind everyone, or like are you just like kind of like sulking, like what?
Yeah, kind of like if there's an entrance to the booth, I'm at the into the VIP like area, like booth that we're in. I'm gonna go to I'm at the far like back corner of it.
Okay.
Kind of just like sitting down and just like doing this pretty fast, because mm-hmm. I don't want to draw too much attention to myself.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least I think I'm doing it fast. It might be very slow.
I mean, there is one way to find out. You could roll Act Under Pressure.
With my still with my minus two?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right, let's do it.
This will be the last Act Under Pressure roll with that minus two. All
right, there's that.
Hey, that's an 11.
Okay. Sure.
So, yeah, you do it quickly. What do you do with the cloak after you've deactivated it?
I'm just going to put it in my bag.
Okay.
What
does Kite look like under the cloak?
Oh.
Small.
I'm wearing like pretty baggy clothes, like some joggers, like a thin like baggy sweatshirt. My face is all messed up. Yeah, like so.
Okay.
I mean, you guys have all seen all the other players have seen, characters have seen my face. Like, it's kind of like if you can imagine someone just getting like the living hell kicked out of their face,
mm-hmm.
and then like having to go to a very cheap surgeon, like plastic surgeon, to get that reconstructed.
Oh, Kite, my child.
Like you can really like only see like their face and their hands, like medium length hair, kind of like tied back in like a. Like almost shoulder length,
mm-hmm.
a little less. Face and hands are kind of like all like covered in like fairly dark skin.
Okay.
I'm kind of just like sitting there. Like I don't really feel comfortable with now that I've taken the cloak off. So I'll like put the hood on the hoodie.
Okay.
And kind of just sit there in the corner.
All right. And I think that the lights in the theater go dark and the force field on your booth, the like switch to turn the force field on dims with the lights. And like there's the sound of distant wolves howling.
Hell yeah.
And like the creak of Viking ships and the sound and the sound of like crashing waves all around. And then the stage like erupts in fire. And Cora Blaze like comes up out of the like up through the stage on a lift with her guitar just like in this like soaring solo, and then just like goes into like some sick thrash metal, and these holographic flames erupt around the drum set, where Bryn just digs into it, and Aelin like descends from the ceiling onto one of these catwalks with her bass, and it's lit.
It's lit, fam.
Thanks for listening to episode 9 of Infinite Development. Our theme music is Fantasia on a Theme by Thomas Tallis, composed by Ralph Vaughn Williams and used under a Creative Commons Attribution License that's performed by the U.S. Army Strings. The EDM track that we used for Spermadotis is called Daemon, and it is by Sonics, and the metal track that you're listening to right now is Grim Reaper by Digitex. Links to both of these are in the show notes. Infinite Development is produced by me, and our album art is by Emily Blau. Until next time, this is Amy Weston, rocking out.